This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Labor Day signals the end of summer. It's one last holiday weekend before the beach season comes to an end. Well, this is the first summer since Hurricane Sandy devastated coastal towns on the Jersey Shore. That's a region that relies on tourists and the $40 billion they bring in every year. In the hardest hit parts of the Jersey Shore, the recovery has been slow. It's been a tough summer. But as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, towns that avoided major damage have seen a record number of tourists.
The city of Long Branch, New Jersey, claims the title of the first seaside resort. Seven U.S. presidents vacationed there in the 1800s. After Hurricane Sandy, the town's boardwalk was partially destroyed. But even with the setbacks, the city's closing in on a record-setting year in both the number of visitors and in dollars spent.
They said that if we had a stretch of six good days, they would actually make the same as last year. And again, last year was a record year.
Esther Cohen is the owner of Cedars and Beaches Bed and Breakfast inside a Victorian mansion four blocks from the beach. She says her business is also coming close to breaking sales records.
There's not only a weekend business, but there's a lot of midweek business, conferences and things like that, some of which, ironically, are as a result of Sandy.
Much of New Jersey's tourism revenue comes from its barrier islands, which were especially hard hit by Sandy. Isaac Manor owns Beach Authority in Lavalette, just north of Seaside Heights.
We sell beach supplies from beachwear, toys for the kids, umbrella chairs.
Manor has two locations, one of which was completely destroyed by Sandy. Manor lived above the store that was destroyed.
And instinctively, like, the whole human race is built until rebuild. And you really don't think so much on the consequences of what will happen after that.
Manor used some of his savings and borrowed a little more money to rebuild the store he lived above. Now he regrets it. His business is down by about 35% this year. Countywide, tourism revenue is down by 16%. But what really upsets Manor is his insurance company, which has yet to pay him his claim. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.